Here's a new twist to natural gas extraction in Pennsylvania, fueling cryptocurrency at the well site. And neighbors near one of these Bitcoin mining sites in rural Elk County say it's like living near an airfield. As WPSU's Ann Danahy reports, they want the noise to stop.
This is our high tunnel area. This is where we grow all of our greens and we start our plants.
It's quiet outside. The afternoon, Amanda Balin is showing me around her family's scenic 80-acre farm in Ridgeway Township in north central Pennsylvania. While it's quiet at that time, Balin says it won't last.
It's airplane loud. I would consider it like a jet engine.
That's a recording Balin made of the noise that comes from a Bitcoin mining site powered by natural gas. It's not what most residents are used to hearing in a rural area near forest and game lands. And Balin says the sound is not good for her farm animals, including the chickens and egg-laying hens.
The sound started probably late September, early October when we first noticed it. But we thought nothing of it. Fracking, you know, they started doing more. We started seeing a lot of trucks coming in and out. And then about January, it really picked up for noise, and that's when we were told that's probably when the sixth and final computer went up online.
Ohio-based Pin Oak Energy Partners operates the natural gas site. Only now, some of that gas is being used on-site to run generators powering supercomputers that mine for cryptocurrency. And those generators and cooling systems can create a lot of noise. In an email, Pin Oak Energy said the sound levels were tested, including from neighboring properties around the facility. Those results, they say, were below noise levels in the local ordinance. They also installed sound absorption blankets and are looking at, quote, more long-term solutions. In the meantime, Balin says the noise isn't just a nuisance to her and her neighbors, it's stressing her horses and disrupting her chickens.
This is an October bird. The December bird.
Balin's showing me frozen meat chickens from the farm.
So we processed these ones in December. They should have been processed in November. So we had to keep these ones 4 weeks longer than intended.
The ones processed later in the year are smaller, even though more money was spent on feeding them, and they're selling for less. Ann Balin says her meat chickens began huddling.
Get into a pile and they get nervous, and then they suffocate. So we've lost about 110 birds at $3 a bird.
She's been working with a vet. Having the radio on in the chicken coop seems to be helping the meat chickens, but not so much the egg layers. They're producing fewer eggs.
It's very frustrating. You know, we've been told numerous times it's something that you guys are doing at the farm. It's not the noise. I mean, none of this started until that moved in.
Balin and others have complained to the township about the noise.
We don't really care if they continue the Bitcoin mine. We just want it to be quiet. And enjoy what we have here on the farm.
According to the township, the operations are a new use not yet identified in the township zoning, so a zoning hearing will need to happen. The State Department of Environmental Protection has inspected the site too. In an email, a spokesman said the DEP, quote, continues to be in discussion with the facility about the operation of the engines used to support cryptocurrency operations. And environmentalists are concerned about Bitcoin mining as well.
Bitcoin is what they call a proof of work cryptocurrency. These are wasteful by design, and it wastes a tremendous amount of energy.
Rob Altenberg is the Senior Director for Energy and Climate at Penn Future. He doesn't think companies should use that proof of work design when other options for cryptocurrency use less energy.
We have standards for washing machines and television sets and light bulbs, and there's things that have energy efficiency standards. We don't currently have a federal or state energy efficiency standard for crypto mining. Maybe we should.
The DEP spokesman says the department does not track cryptocurrency mining facilities, but regulates air emissions associated with power plants. He says the DEP is aware of two waste coal facilities, along with 10 natural gas sites that appear to be hosting cryptocurrency operations in Pennsylvania. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.